Chapter 6. Gohan woke up to warmth and a delicious smell emanating from the kitchen. Pulling on the battered remains of his armor, Gohan crept cautiously from his room and downstairs. In the kitchen sat his father at the table, drooling at Chi-Chi, who just smiled and smacked his hand with a spatula when he tried to steal a piece of bacon. Gohan couldn't help it. He giggled. Turning towards the doorway, Goku was happy to see his son smiling. It was even worth not getting the bacon. Goku grinned. Come on in, Gohan. Just watch out for your mom's spatula. As Gohan walked a bit hesitantly towards the table and sat down, Goku realized that he was still in the same clothes as the day before, which had been basically demolished. Gohan, Goku said abruptly. The boy looked up a bit startled. Yes, father? Goku smiled a bit to reassure him. I think we're going to have to go shopping for you. I'm sure you've outgrown all of your old clothes, and you'll need something besides what you've got on. What do you say? Want to go to the mall with me after breakfast? Gohan looked down at his ragged clothing in surprise. He supposed he did need something new. He'd never had to bother with it before. There'd always been a new uniform laid out for him when he'd demolished the old one. Gohan smiled shyly at his father. Sure, I'd like that. Goku grinned at his son and said in a mock whisper, Just don't let your mother find out we're going, or we'll never get out of there. Gohan smiled in delight as his mother waved a frying pan mock menacingly at his father. Goku, if you know what's good for you, you'll close that trap! Pretending to cower, Goku yelped. Chi-Chi sniffed and brought several large plates over and sat them down in front of her husband and her son. Well, I can't go anyway. I've got a lunch date with Bulma today. Unless... Do you want me to come with you, Gohan? Chi-Chi inquired hesitantly. Gohan almost smiled. After all he'd been through, his mother didn't think he could handle a mall. It was good, in a strange way, to be considered a child again. No, it's okay, Mom. Dad and I will be fine. Gohan smiled at his mother and dug into his breakfast. Walking out the door, Gohan almost ran head on into Piccolo. Goku, who was walking beside him, did run into Piccolo. Oof! Goku exclaimed, laughing. You're like a brick wall, Piccolo! Piccolo smiled slightly at this. Hey, you want to come to the mall with Gohan and me? Goku asked the Namek. We're going to buy Gohan some new clothes and stuff. Piccolo thought about it for a moment. He just finished meditating, and he wouldn't have anything to do until the two got back. He shrugged. Sure, why not? Taking to the air, the trio headed for the mall. After a few minutes in the sky, Goku decided to try a gentle probe. So, Gohan, when did you learn how to fly? Last I remember, I had to rescue you from out of a tree because you were afraid you'd fall. Goku grinned. Surprisingly, Gohan grinned back. Learning to fly was one of his few happy memories. I learned when I was 4, a few months after I... left. We were on a planet. I don't know what we were doing there. Anyway, Frieza gave me to some stupid foot soldiers and told them to watch me. Frieza wanted them to train me, so they were knocking me around a bit. Finally, I got tired of it and hit one of them that grabbed my tail. Gohan grinned. I knocked him across a field and into a tree. The others came after me and I was afraid, so... I just flew. Gohan grinned across at his father, who was looking a bit shocked. Wow, you were 4? Goku exclaimed. That's really something. Gohan nodded, still grinning. Yeah, those foot soldiers had an awful time finding me. I know they got their asses chewed out by Frieza, and worse, but they deserved it. Goku looked a little shocked at the foul language, but Piccolo just snorted in agreement. Landing in the parking lot, the three made their way into the mall. There were so many people there. Crowded all around, shrieking children, harried parents, teenagers hanging out in the food court. Gohan looked around in amazement. He'd never seen so many people in one place before. Well, happy people at least, he mentally amended. Gohan followed his father through the crush of bodies as the three approached a clothing store. Looking around, he was surprised to see the store stocked full of gis and other fighting equipment. Gohan looked questioningly at his father. Goku smiled at his son's look and said, I thought you might be more comfortable in fighting clothes at first. They're comfortable and allow for easy movement. Besides, I was kind of hoping you'd train with Piccolo and me to fight the androids. Gohan froze a bit, a smile plastered on his face. Can I do it? Can I fight to save instead of destroy? But what if I lose control? What if I go super and they... find out? Gohan nodded jerkily at his father and said, I'll think about it. Gohan picked out a few gis, 2 a dark blue and 3 more to match his father's orange. Goku, with a little help, counted out the bills to the cashier, and they left, headed for home. As Gohan flew above the city, clutching his shopping bag, he thought about his father's offer to train with him. Up until now, he had never really been trained. He had mostly tried to copy the moves of those who were sent to beat him, tried to forestall the pain a little longer. Gohan wondered what training with his father would be like. He was certain it would be like nothing he had ever experienced. He had already promised his mother, that morning at breakfast, that he would return to his long-forgotten studies as quickly as possible. Fighting had dominated his life for so long. Perhaps with his father's help, he could atone for his past and still fight, no matter how much he detested it. It ran through his veins. It was the only thing he knew. Perhaps, with his father's help, he could tame that fire and give it an acceptable outlet. Gohan grinned fiercely into the wind. He would train with his father.